very much.
So that is the petition, that is the debate, that is the response from the portfolio holder. As I indicated at the beginning of the meeting, it is common sense to me now to take motions with regard to this, to keep it on block. So we will move on to the first motion, which has been received in accordance with procedural 16 from Councillor Alan Mosley. Councillor Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Adam Shepp for doing what we now know what we need to do, which is explain the importance of this and how it's vital for this council to come to these decisions, that it actually means and shows its will to take action. And if people don't understand why that's the case, then they have no right to sit here representing the people of Shropshire. In mentioning Adam Shipp and the group that's been outside, that's a significant number of people, but I think we all feel that the word is getting out to people in the country, in the county, in our towns generally, and there is an expectation that something must be done about the situation. And this motion seeks to do that. And it is in the name of the Labour Group, but it's in the name of the people of the county, and I hope in the name of everyone within this room. And I do fear, from what's been going on in terms of people's statements about Kate, that there may be some whipping of councillors in what should be a truly non-political issue. It's the most important issue we face.
And can I just ask you to get a little bit closer to the microphone? I've just had a report they're struggling to hear you in the Shrewsbury Ring. Perhaps lift it up if you need to.
Sorry, Speaker, and just so members know, you need to be about 3 or 4 inches away from the microphone. We can hear it here, but it's not going through to next door unless speakers are that close, speaking that close to the microphone.
And I will give you a few extra seconds at the end.
I apologise for my lack of appreciation of technology that's going on at the moment. The motion is clear, and I hope it's succinct, and I hope it's forceful, and I hope it deals with the major issues that we within Shropshire ought to be accepting and dealing with. It demands carbon emission appraisals on all reports. I think that should go without saying. It demands the designation of a director-level carbon champion. I hear from the portfolio holder that some action in that respect is already underway. It demands the creation of a climate action partnership of stakeholders and the wider community. And here I can only draw on the experience of Shrewsbury Town Council, because earlier this week we had a meeting of that type of organisation with town council officers and the members, and I have to say it was a revelation in terms of the way in which we should be dealing with people who are interested, who are professional, who have much to add to our knowledge and have much to add to taking this issue forward. It was very well attended. It was attended in a spirit of cooperation and real sense of purpose in moving on. The motion demands that we declare that there is a climate emergency for all the reasons that we've heard already. And what might be the most controversial part of it is that it demands that we, within the current calendar year, we bring forward proposals that will lead to Shropshire becoming carbon neutral by 2030. And I'm pleased that Peter Nutting was able to express all the positive work that's being done and all the major developments that the council has already undertaken. If he's so confident that work is being done and that work can continue, then I also hope that he will in fact change his attitude towards the year and how vital and how important it is that we do this ASAP and at least before the end of 2013. There's an important element in the last paragraph of the motion that I think needs to be addressed, is that it is time that Shropshire shows some real community county leadership in this most vital issue. and does declare that it will encourage, it will support, it will give advice, and it will cajole, however possible, other organisations to follow suit in doing all they can in terms of neutralising their carbon emissions, if not reversing it. I hope that that this motion goes through. I suspect that it won't, and I suspect that there may be some amendments that are less challenging on the council, and that's a shame, because I think we do need things that are more challenging rather than less in the circumstances that we find ourselves in. So I would urge members of any political persuasion to cast them aside and to think about my and your sons, daughters, grandchildren, and in my case, great-grandchildren, in this matter. It is succinct, it is a loud message, and it is a clear message. And I urge you to show ambition, determination, but also show that you care and carry this motion as it's set. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we have had a proposal from Councillor Mosley. Is that seconded? Tony, well remembered.
Yes, I will formally second that. I don't think I need to add anything to what Alan has already described and to what Adam Shipp said at the very beginning of this meeting, and I would urge all members to support this motion.
Thank you very much. Okay. I will open it up for some discussion then. I have got Councillor Julian Dean.
Thank you very much. I want to talk about dates. So why is this important? So first of all, the International Panel on Climate Change says the world needs to get to zero carbon by 2050, and it needs to get to 45% reductions in carbon from 1990 basis by 2030. And we just, here's the science bit. If you think about the graph, if we just wait until 2050 and then suddenly switch everything off, we will have failed, because all that carbon that we have created up until then will already be too much. So we actually have to make reductions early, and we have to make reductions fast. That's the world. We also know that it's not going to happen at the same pace around the world, and it therefore is incumbent on those countries which are able to, and which have the technology, and which have the resources, and which have the current wealth, and also which are responsible for most of the carbon emissions over the history of the Industrial Revolution, so that includes us. It is incumbent on those countries to take a lead. We have to be ahead of that curve, because other countries are not going to be able to reach it in the same way. And then within those countries like ours, which can be ahead of the curve, obviously the public sector has to be ahead of that curve. So it's a special responsibility for the public sector. And then finally, in terms of the UK, the government's a bit busy at the moment. So actually what's really interesting is this movement to get to climate and carbon zero as quickly as possible is really taking off in local authorities. We will be today around about the 90th or the 100th local authority to declare a climate emergency, which is really exciting. It's a grassroots democratic movement which is pushing this. And it is therefore incumbent on local authorities to be right at the front of this. That is why the date is important. Now, I suspect that we will lose that, but I know that this argument is going to have to come back. We're going to have to come back and talk about this in the future, because we need a snowball effect. We need to be speeding up the measures that we take. So just I hope people get that the science says we need to make reductions early, and the politics says we have a special responsibility to be ahead of the curve.
Peter Nutting.
Without repeating what I said earlier, part of the problem with this motion is it does set a date which I think is unrealistic, and Julian has just said...
Excuse me, please, Corey, can we allow the members to speak? Thank you.
Well, I made lots of comments earlier, so I won't repeat them. Part of the problem with this motion is it does set a date, and that date is more adventurous than the date that even the international scientists are saying we should aim for. And I don't think that it would be realistic for this council to actually commit itself to that date. And I don't think we should actually do some of the things the motion says, which is talking about doing various things within the current calendar year, because I don't think realistically we could actually do that. We've got a task and finish group set up. They have got to go and look at, into all these matters on how the council can react. They've got to report back to Cabinet, which has got to report back to Council. It is going to take some time. So I think the wording of the motion is wrong. There is a further motion coming later, and there has been quite a bit of discussion outside the room about amendments to that motion. And I think when that motion is moved and the amendments put to it, that's the time when we as a council will all be able to come together and agree a way forward. So I would suggest we should reject this motion and wait for the further motions that are coming forward, which I believe will enable this council to all work together to try and deal with climate change. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dean Carroll.
Thank you, Speaker. Once again, I have the unenviable task.
About 3 or 4 inches from your microphone, if you would. Thank you.
Is that better?
I'll lift it up if you need to.
People don't usually actually want to hear what I've got to say, so this is a change for me. I've got the unenviable task, once again, of following the leader, and he may have stolen a couple of lines that I was going to mention, but I think what he said is actually right, and we have agreed to be we want to be more flexible, we want to be more ambitious. So when you do see the amendments that I will accept, at least one of the amendments that comes forward to the next motion, I think hopefully you'll see that we are trying to be more ambitious and more flexible. That all of that considered, and we mentioned the task and finish group, I've also set up an officer working group to work on some of the technical aspects of how we deliver it. And there is actually a corporate carbon reduction strategy that is being written at the moment. It's been drafted. It's been to place overview committee. Place overview committee have made a few comments on it. It's gone back. Some elements of it are being reworded at the moment, reflecting those comments and reflecting some changes in national and international scientific guidance. So that will, when that comes out, that will produce a clear guide. But actually, what I want is for the task and finish group to look at that and help to inform the final date that we set for carbon neutrality. So yes, I am going to ask you to reject this motion on the basis that I think that we need to allow some more detailed work to be done within the council on some of the technical specifics and on some of the timelines, and that will be reflected in a further motion later. But I would thank you for agreeing the motion, and absolutely I agree that the final paragraph in the motion is a very important one. If this motion is rejected, I would be happy, I can't speak for my seconder, but I would be happy to accept that paragraph if you wanted to move it as an amendment to the further motion. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Carroll. Councillor Edmund. Thank you very much.